Good morning. Cool high pressure has settled in across interior New York and New England, and skies are clear, but it is chilly, with most places in the 40s, even some 30s across the higher terrain. A few of the normally colder spots in the Adirondacks have even dropped back to and slightly below freezing early this morning with localized frost. As we get into the day today, we'll have sunny skies and temperatures will rebound quickly off our morning lows back through the 40s and 50s into the 60s and in most places upper 60s and lower 70s for afternoon highs with a pleasant southerly breeze. That breeze will relax tonight as a front approaches, clear skies to start, then increasing clouds after midnight. These clouds will lead to a few scattered showers by the time we reach sunrise on Saturday morning, with overnight lows back into the 50s, so not nearly as cool. A disturbance will head through the region during the day on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers. There is the risk of a thunderstorm also, with temperatures topping out in the lower 70s. The system will clear through the region on Saturday evening and will start a drying trend overnight. This will mean Sunday will be the better of the two weekend days in terms of sunshine and temperatures, with a mix of sun and clouds and a new area of high pressure building in. Highs will be in the middle and upper 70s. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds on Monday as well, as that high remains in place with highs in the lower to mid 70s. As we get into the middle part of next week, a ridge of high pressure will build in from the Midwest and Great Lakes in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This will send even drier weather our way, with more sunshine on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and highs gradually climbing from the lower 70s on Tuesday into the mid-70s on Wednesday, and upper 70s to around 80 by Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and storms will develop along and ahead of a front, moving through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley. Some of the thunderstorms will be strong to severe in this region, including parts of Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio, with hail, damaging wind gusts, and even the chance of a tornado. Localized areas of flash flooding are also possible in some of the heavy downpours associated with these storms. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring potential tropical cyclone number 9, located just east of the central Bahamas and a couple hundred miles southeast of the islands hit hardest by Dorian, Great Abaco, and Grand Bahama. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for the central and northern Bahamas, and tropical storm watches are out for parts of the east coast of Florida. The system is expected to slowly move northwestward today and continue that motion through the weekend. On the forecast track, this system is anticipated to move across the central and northern Bahamas today and along or over the east coast of Florida tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear and 31 degrees with a west wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 24 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies with patchy fog and 48 degrees, the dew point 44, 86% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.42 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston sunny in the mid 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low 51. The average temperature, 60, that's 4 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 1.78 inches for the month, which is 56/100ths of an inch above normal, and 30.76 inches for the year, which is 3.39 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees. The average low, 53. The record high, 92, set in 1948, and the record low, 37, in 1964 and in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:09 p.m., 12 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, breezy, and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by sunrise and lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny, breezy, and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondack, sunny, breezy, pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning and lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, breezy, pleasant today with highs right around 70. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, breezy, and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, the chance of a thunderstorm in the lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-70s on Monday. Mostly sunny on Tuesday in the lower 70s. And mostly sunny on Wednesday and Thursday in the middle and upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.